Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. This is the Lisa Dent Show. Many people want to dismiss it as Swifties getting all uptight because they couldn't get their Taylor Swift tickets. But there is something else going on with Ticketmaster. If you are a consumer of tickets to see shows, concerts, sporting events, then you've probably run into the problems that everybody else has run into. And it's kind of nice to know that Congress is starting to take a look at this and take it serious. Joining us on the Lisa Dent Show is Representative Jan Schakowsky, 9th Congressional District in Illinois. And Representative, this is a bipartisan effort, which speaks volumes.
It absolutely is. And we have had the top leaders of the Energy and Commerce Committee to send a letter yesterday, actually, to the CEO of Ticketmaster's parent company, telling them that we are going to take action if they don't do anything. But in the meantime, we are demanding that they will give us a full briefing on what the heck is going on. This is not new, Lisa. Actually, in 2019, the Energy and Commerce Committee began an investigation. These complaints have been going on for a long time. And in 2020, we actually held a hearing. And what Ticketmaster said to us is that they were, quote, thoroughly committed, unquote, basically to clean up their act. Well, we know it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened. I went through this with Springsteen tickets in the summer. And when you look at who owns Ticketmaster, who has the biggest stake in it, it's Liberty Media. They also own 71% of SiriusXM. They own 100% of Pandora, 5% of iHeartMedia. So you can see if artists want to get airplay on those platforms, then they have to play a Live Nation venue. Therefore, the tickets have to be sold through Ticketmaster. Most people would look at that and say, okay, that's a little too much control.
That's exactly right. This is really like monopoly control that you're required to participate in if you want to do all kinds of wonderful things in our society, in our culture, and have some fun. And that is just not working for people. The Taylor Swift situation, I think, is just the real example. Only fans were able to really participate in the first round, and then there were all kinds of ticket brokers that were able to, after the website crashed, you could go outside and pay up to $22,000 for a ticket. That's what actually happened. So, you know, we're talking about price gouging. And, you know, one of the things, too, is that, you know, even if you're not talking about in the thousands of dollars, you go online and you're told a price. And then you go through the whole process and you get to the end. And then you're told about additional fees, which could be really substantial. And then your only choice at that point is just to drop out altogether and say, forget it, I'm not gonna go. There's no disclosure of what the ultimate cost is going to be in that particular transaction. That's just one of the things. So, you know, we need to get a hold of this. There's so many people, hundreds of thousands of people, probably millions of people, who are forced into situations like this, and that's not right.
I'm so happy you're doing this. This is Representative Jan Schakowsky, 9th Congressional District here in Illinois, but she has teamed up with a bipartisan team, Republicans and Democrats coming together, because it is an issue. Like when I bought Springsteen tickets, it took 2 or 3 hours. I had to be a verified fan. So it was emails, it was waiting, it was getting online. And when I got the chance to buy a ticket, it was $4,200 a seat. Now, that's absurd. Who can pay that? That's just nutty. So when it all boiled over with the Taylor Swift debacle, I was hoping that someone would pay attention, and I'm glad that your team is doing that.
We absolutely are, and I think in this bipartisan group that these are the leaders of the committee in the Congress that can actually take serious remedies, and to make them happen, we're serious about it.
Yeah, it's the restriction on being able to transfer them. It's the bot. There's so many things, the dynamic pricing. So we will follow this story. And I know this is your first appearance on my show. I hope you'll come back again.
Thanks, Lisa. I'd love to.
Jan Schakowsky, she is our representative from the 9th Congressional District in Illinois. I don't know why I can't get that out of my mouth today, but you know who she is, and it looks like Ticketmaster is going to be taken to task. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic, then we're going to come back and talk about those 3 days. There are 3 days in the next few weeks where people are most likely to have a heart attack. Mary mentioned it a little yesterday. We've got a cardiologist who will address this next.